स्वयं ही कृत संपन्न शील विचार गुणालय विदप्रत मृदुदांत सत्वान मंत्री उद्भवी अतिथि विद्यान शुश्रूषु प्रणहकृत सर्वभूत साधु अनसूयक क्वालिफिकेशन ऑफ द मोस्ट एक्सॉल्टेड पर्सन इन द सोसाइटी द ब्राह्मण इज द टॉप मोस्ट division of human society, not by caste or by birth, but by qualifications. These things are spoken about Ajami. These are Ajami Upakhyan, the history of Ajami. Ajami, although you are a very well-trained Brahmana boy at the beginning of his life, but later on account of bad association, he became the most sinful man in the world. But at the end of his life, he chanted the holy name of Narayana, not meaning Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but his youngest son's name was Narayana. He called the holy name of Narayana, calling his son. He did not know that he is chanting the holy name of Narayana. And still, he got salvation. That is the part of this history, that the holy name of God, Narayana, Krishna, Rama, there are many names of the Lord, Nam Nama Kari Bahudha. He has got thousands of names, and you can chant any one of them, either Krishna, Rama, Govinda, Narayana, like that. So you get the result. So here the example is, the Ajami, although he had forgotten Narayana, but on account of his chanting the holy name of Narayana, although he meant his son, it was effective. We have to understand that. Somehow or other, if you chant the holy name of the Lord, knowingly or unknowingly, it will have its effect. Just like you touch fire, knowingly or unknowingly, it will burn. Similarly, if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, knowingly or unknowingly, it will be effective on your life. Therefore, we see it practically that in the Western countries, although they did not know who is Narayana or Krishna, it is in the dictionary, English dictionary, their statement Krishna is the name of Hindu God. So, but nobody is consulting dictionary for chanting Hare Krishna. But the Shastra says that somehow or other, if you chant the holy name of God, then you gradually become purified. Seta Dharpana Mahajanam, Bhava Mahadabhagni Dikbhapanam, Seya Kaidava Chandrika Vitaranam, Vidyavadhu Jeevanam. So this history of Ajami's life is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam to show the importance of chanting the holy name of God. That is the purpose. So the Ajami later on becomes a great sinful person, therefore he has to be taken to Jamaraj. But because he chanted at the end of his life Narayana, he became purified from all sinful activities. So the order carriers of Narayana came to deliver it, save him from the hands of the Jamadut. So the Jamaduta is describing the history of Ajami in the past, how he was in the beginning. Because he was a son of a Brahmin, his father trained up the Brahmin boy like a Brahmin. So, as such, he got this training. What is that? Ayam hi suta sampanyo. This boy got training to become expert in Vedic knowledge. Suta sampanyo. Suta means Vedic knowledge. And sampanna means finished. Within 12 years, a Brahmin's son is supposed to finish all the studies of Vedas, Vyakaran, grammar. That was education. From 5 years, he is trained up. He goes to, nowadays also, the children are sent to school at 5 years age. But the mode of education depends. Formally, within 20 years, a student, a brahmachari, was trained up with all these qualifications, as it is described. What is that? The first is sutta sampanna, expertly aware of Vedic knowledge. Ayam hi suta sampanya. Shira. Shira mitya gunalaya. Shira means suddhata. Cleansing. The Brahman qualification is sama dama sattam. What is that? Sama dama. Tapa-satya. Cleanliness. So, this is also trained up. How to become clean. To rise early in the morning, take bath, wash mouth, feet, guna-sampanna. Then take to Mangalarutri. In this way, he was also trained up. Ayam hi suta sampanna sila vritta gunalaya. Guna means sadguna. This samadama titiksha arjava jnanam vijnanam asittam. These are gunalaya. Reservoir of all good qualities. Vritta vritta. These things not occasionally but regularly. Vritta vritta. I must rise early in the morning. That is called Dhita Vrata, bhav. I must do it. Jitabhata Mridu. My gentleness. This is human life. Not to live like cats and dogs. That is not human life. Real human life, the picture is here. One must be trained up to all these qualifications. Just like nowadays we send our boys to school, college, for being trained up as a technician. Formerly the boys were sent for education. These are the effects of education. Education means to become human being. Chanakya Pandit, he also, although he was a politician, but Brahmana, he also says, who is educated? Pandit. The Brahman is known as Pandit. So what is the sign of Pandit? He has summarized. Matrivat paradaresu paradrabhesu loshtavat atavat sarvabhutesu japasati sa Pandit. Pandit means Matrivat paradaresu. So accept all women as mother. Paradaris. Dharo means wife and paro means other. Except his own wife, he should treat all women outside, taking them as mother. Therefore, still in Hindu society, every woman is addressed by an unknown man, mother. It doesn't matter if a person is unknown, he can speak with another woman, addressing her first, mother. Mataji, then nobody will be offended. This is etiquette. That is taught by Chanakya Pandit. Matrivat paradaresu. Woman should be addressed as mother. And paradarbhesu loshtava. And others' property should be accepted as some pebbles on the street. Nobody cares for it. If some pebbles, some stones are thrown in the street, nobody cares for it. Garbage. So nobody should touch other property. Nowadays the education is how to make friendship with other wife and how to take away others' money by thieves. This is not education. The education is here. Matrivat paradaresu paradarbhesu loshtavat. Athovat sarvabhutesu. Sarvabhutesu, in all living entities, there are 8,400,000 different forms of living entities. The grass is also a living entity, and Brahma is also a living entity. So, a Pandit accepts everyone as living entity, and he deals with them afterwards. What I feel pains and pleasure, I must deal with others by the same sentiment. Therefore, modern day's nationality means human being. But actually, the animals, they are also national. National means one is born in the same country, according to their definition. The national word is never found in the Vedic literature. This is modern invention. So, Here, atva sarva bhuteshu. It doesn't matter whether one is national or outside of national. Sarva bhuteshu. Here is also, it is there. Sarva bhuta surita. Surita, friend, fellow sir. Sarva bhuta. Why I shall think only, well, for my relatives or my family member? That is tripana, miser. A broad-minded brahmana should be engaged for doing good to all, everyone. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is prithivite ache jato nagarajik gram. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never instructed that you should limit your preaching within your society or within your country. He is asking, prithivite ache jato nagarajik gram. As many villages and towns are there, on the surface, that's all I can do. Sarvatra prachar haivema. This is the mission. This is Vedic knowledge. Sarvabhuta surit. You should become why you are taking it? Get on fun inside. We are dropping this. So we should be engaged sarva-bhuta hite-rata. Everyone should be taken as friends. Sridhang sarva-bhutana. This is the qualification of an advanced Krishna-conscious person. So, these qualifications, Ayamsi Sutasampanya Sira Vitya Gunalaya Jitaprata Midu Danta. Danta means self-control. Santa Danta. Santa means how to become self-controlled, not to become disturbed by the senses. These are training for a first-class human being. But there is no class. Nowadays it is said classless. First class and last class, all one. This is the modern philosophy. But that is not very scientific proposal. The scientific proposal is that there is first-class man and there is tenth-class man. But everyone can be utilized for the ultimate goal of life. That is classless. And that means everyone can become Krishna conscious. It doesn't matter whether by his qualification he is first class or last class. Krishna consciousness is transcendental. First class, last class is considered in the material world. But so long one is not on the platform of Krishna consciousness, for him this training is required to become a first class man. And for a Krishna conscious person, if he simply becomes Krishna conscious, then automatically he becomes a first class man. This is the secret of success. Kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayam dhunanti aham nihara mivabhasa. It is said, dhunanti every sinful reaction becomes vasudeva. If one becomes vasudeva parayam, Kevalaya bhakta, all these qualities can be attained by a devotee automatically. Jashasti bhakti bhagavati apinchana sarvai gunai tatra samasati sudha. Sarvai gunai, all good qualities, as it is said, gunalaya, the reservoir of all good qualities. This can be attained, this stage can be attained only by training in Krishna consciousness. So, about Ajami, the Jamadutas, they said, we know that this man, Ajami, was fully qualified before. Hitabrata, Nitudanta, Sattavan, truthful. Never speaks untruth. Sattva, Sama, Dama, Sattva. Or, Sattavan means Param Sattam Dhimaya. Param Sattam is Krishna, Vasudeva, who is only speaking about Krishna, the Supreme Truth, he is called Sattavan. He does not speak anything. Kirtanya Sada Hari. He simply glorifies. If one's life is dedicated to peace about Krishna, then he is also Sattavan. He does not speak anything else. So our this Krishna conscious member, they are simply trained up to go and speak about Krishna. Therefore they are Sattavan. They do not speak anything else. They do not waste their time by speaking anything which has no relation with Krishna. That is Sattavan. Sattavan Mantravid. Mantravid means, vid means one who knows. And mantra means Vedic hymns. Mantravid. So, therefore, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, this chanting is called Mahamantra. See, if anyone chants Hare Krishna, then he is not only Mantravid, that is Mahamantravi. Because the Hare Krishna chanting is called Mahamantra. Mantravi. Mantravi. Suchi. Suchi means Brahma. And Muchi means non-Brahma. There are two words still current in the Hindu society. Suchi and Muchi. Muchi means cobra, dealing with skin. I am this skin. I am white skin, I am black skin, I am American skin, I am Indian skin. this understanding means mochi. And mochi skins expire. This is cow skin, this is goat skin, this is lamb skin, this is, so that he's called mochi. Skin expire. Modern technology has given the title tannery expert. So this tannery expert, if he become tannery expert, then you are mochi. So there is a Bengali proverb. Mochi hoye suchi hoy, jodi Krishna bhaje. Everyone of us, we are all tannery expert. And we are created so many isms on the basis of becoming a tannery expert. Therefore they are called muchi. So muchi hoye suchi ho. And suchi means Brahma. Pure. He has no suspense of becoming a tannery expert. He is Brahmana, Brahmavi. One who knows Brahma, he is called Brahman. He is suchi. He is no more tannery expert. Therefore it is saying, if from the muchi platform, if one to become suchi, really Brahmana, purified, then you have to take to Krishna consciousness. Muchi hoye suchi hoy, jodi Krishna bhaje. If one becomes Krishna conscious, then from the platform of becoming a muchi, one becomes suchi. Therefore we have no caste distinction, because our process is to elevate the muchi to the platform of suchi. This is Krishna consciousness. Actually, that is the fact. We are unnecessarily becoming canary expert. That is not the aim of life. The aim of life is to become suchi, to become Brahma, or the person who is aware of Brahma. Brahma janati iti Brahma. This is the philosophy. But nobody is interested to become a Brahmana. Everyone is interested to remain a muchi and canary expert. That is not the aim. So this is training. Muchi hoye suchi hoye. One can be trained up to become a suchi from the platform of muchi. And even though one is born of a suchi family, if by practice he is not Krishna conscious, then he automatically becomes a muchi. Suchi hoye muchi hoye jodi Krishna taje. If one gives up Krishna consciousness, even though he is born in a Brahmin family, or even though he has practiced Brahminism, still, on account of his not accepting Krishna consciousness, he is accepted as muchi. Suchi hoye muchi hoye jodi Krishna taje. And muchi hoye suchi hoye jodi Krishna taje. If one is Krishna conscious, then he is suchi. This Ajami becomes suchi, Brahman. Then Guru Agni, Guru the spiritual master, Agni the fire, and Atithi. Atithi means uninvited guest, hospitality. If somebody comes at your home without your invitation, he is called Atithi. Tithi means particular time and date. But a person arrives at your home without any invitation on particular time and date. This is called atithi. Atithi satta, this is also one of the items of Vedic culture. Atithi satta. So, the sannyasis especially, they are begging from door to door. So they have no fixed up program in which door he'll go on which day. No. Anywhere they approach. The atithi means generally the brahmachari and the sannyas. Brahmachari is also begging alms from door to door, and a sannyasi also around. But door to door does not mean that he would collect more than is necessary. But he does not cook. A sannyasi goes to a pure householder's life, a home, because generally in a Brahmin's house, or Kshatriya, or Vaishya, but not the Shudra. This is the expression. Why? Because the three upper classes, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, especially the Brahman, they are considered the topmost. They have got Vishnu worship at home. It stays in all Brahmin's family, ancestral, Salabram Shila is worshipped in a Brahman family. So also in Kshatriya family. So these sannyasis go to a Brahman family because it is known fact the Brahmanas are engaged in worshipping Vishnu. Brahmana means Vaishnava. Brahmana means Pandit. Therefore, two words are used along the word Brahmana. Brahmana Vaishnava, Brahmana Pandit. Sutta Sampanna. The first qualification, he is Sutta Sampanna. He must be learned scholar in Vedic. Vedic knowledge means Suti. So that is the first qualification. Ayanti Sutta Sampanna. So therefore Brahman is Pandit. Without becoming a Pandit, how he one can become Brahman? No. Sutta Sampanna. Sutta Sampanna, then Guru Agni, very respectful to spiritual master Agni, the fire, because a Brahmana has to make fire sacrifice every day, Guru, Agni. And Atithi is a sannyasi, they are coming to a Brahmana's house for one chapati. They don't want more. They are called Madhukari. Madhukari means madhu. Madhu is collected by drop, not in lump. The what is called bees, honey bees, No, honey and bees. What is called madhumakshi? Bee, bamboo bees. Yes. So they collect a drop. From this flower drop, that flower drop, that flower drop. In this way, they make a big honeycomb. So, the Brahmanas and Kshatriya, again, sannyasis, although they are meant for collecting, they do not collect heavy at a place, a little, because they are collecting not for a sense gratification. He is collecting for satisfying Krishna. So everyone is given chance. that you give little, and whole thing is engaged in Krishna service. And just like here, we have got the container of flour and container of rice. So although we are feeding 200 men daily, still it can be collected by musti. Everyone here can come and place one musti asa. That is not difficult for him. He has got children, family. He is consuming 5 kilos of atta daily. Out of that little, if it is put into the temple, he does not feel any bother. Therefore the collection, sannyasi, brahmachari collects little from everywhere. That is called madhupadi. Exactly following the footsteps of madhupar, bandhu bees. So, they are very, the householder, this is meant for the householder, special. This is the ideal household. Guru Agni Atithi Vidyana, old man also should be taken care of. Nowadays the philosophy is coming, mercy killing. Old man should be killed to show him mercy. Because he is burden in the society, the communistic theory. Old man does not do anything and simply eats. Therefore, to show him mercy, he should be killed. Mercy killing. Just see the philosophy. Killing is mercy. But this is going on. Mercy killing. Is that mercy killing? What is that?
They kill someone for a separate benefit.
Benefit. The man, killer, will he take that benefit? If somebody comes, that I shall kill you for your benefit. That is the accident. But he is philosophizing mercy killing. This is why. So, one should be respectful also to the old man. According to Vedic knowledge, Brahma, old man, child, woman, and cow, they have no fault. They are free. They are not within this jurisdiction of law. Therefore, cow killing, Brahman killing, woman killing, and elderly person killing, they are accepted as the great sinful action. So, Gutpagni, Atithi, Vidyana, Sushushu, Ranahankrita, Anahankrita, not with any pride or puffness, Anahankrita, very humbly, Sarvabhuta Suritam, this is the most exalted product qualification. To become well-wisher of all living entities. Not that we open hospitals for the human being and we send the cows to the slaughterhouse, the poor animals to the slaughterhouse. That is not sweet or sarva-bhutana. That is partial. And it has no meaning. If you become envious to other living entities, and if you become friend of a particular living entity, that is not good qualities. Suida sarva-bhuta. Sarva-bhuta suida. Sadhu. He is sadhu. Sadhava sadhu-bhuta. These are the qualifications of a sadhu. Suida sarva-bhuta. Sadhava sadhu-bhuta. Everything is described in the Vedic literature. All I mean, the description. So this Ajamesh, past qualification, is described in this, that he was well qualified Brahmana, well trained, because these qualifications become manifested in his life. Then his degradation began. He was also Banamajata, Pitri Sandesha, is Vija, Adaya Tatravitya Phalapustra Samit Kusan, Dadarsha, Kaminam Pasitanti, Chudram Saha Bhudishvaya. That is, we may describe later on. And how degradation begins, even to exalted person, as described, Ajami. So, the degradation began, Dadarsha, he saw on the way. Kaminam, Panchi, Chudram. Chudram, this male-female behavior. Nowadays, not so much in India, but in the Western countries, it is very usual thing. A young man is embracing another young woman or kissing. So there is no fault. But according to Vedic civilization, this is fault. Because it will give chance to others. Nowadays in pictures they are also shown. To enthuse others to become lusty. And that is the beginning of his fall down. But there is no restriction. The young man, they are seeing daily in the cinema, on the road, in their school, college. But this Ajami, although he was so exalted a Brahmin, simply by seeing one Sudra, Sudra means who has no training, full practice. So, he was embracing another woman, and that became attractive to this Ajami, and then he wanted to do something, and he became degraded. This is described later. Hare Krishna.